The following presentation was recorded live by HAudio.com.
Ever pass by an accident scene? See an accident happen? Busy street? You know what happens? Everybody gathers around. Yeah. We're drawn to it ourselves, right? We want to see what's happening. A lot of times, the emergency help comes, and they can't get to the victim. Yeah. If it's something really, really heavy, like an explosion, a lot of victims, and the streets are packed, the firemen are trying to get people away, and everybody's packing in, and trying to see, the roads are blocked. It's natural. Is that the right way? No, there's something wrong. But we're drawn, yeah? But it's not being sensitive to the people. If God forbid, you find out that in that collapsed building, in the explosion, is somebody who's very close to you. God forbid, a father, a brother, a child. Oh, God, help me. Almighty, help me. Yeah? You start praying. Isn't that right? You start praying. It's in us. Yeah? And we start praying. We have three things. If you know, we pray in three ways. The first thing that comes is, why'd you do this to me? God, you can't do this to me. Yeah? The second thing is, help me. Make him well. The third is, you know, I'll give charity. I'll be good. I'll change. Yeah? If you learn today's Sedra, you see, Avraham Avinu was told by the Almighty, I'm going to destroy Sodom v'Amorah. I'll see what's going, and I'm going to destroy them. Vayigash Avraham. Avraham approaches the Almighty. And there are three sentences. Avraham Avinu says, Ha'aftisvet tzadikim rosha, one sentence. If there are 50 tzadikim in the city, will you destroy the whole city, or will you let the city live for them? Second sentence. The third is, Chalila l'chom asoyis dover kazeh. It is chulin, it is profane. It's not fitting for the Almighty to do such a thing. Shefet kol oretz ya'aseh mishpot. Rashi says, Nigash l'shloish dvorim. He approached the Almighty for three things. First sentence, that's the order of Rashi. Milchama. He's fighting God. He says, You're wrong. How did you do this to me? Yeah. Second, look, there's some righteous men here. If there are, accept that. There's some good in me. I'll do good. Third, Chalila, Almighty, not fitting for you. Just help. See, Avraham Avinu ma'atzmoy lamad Torah. He learned Torah from himself. From himself means for his son, for his Yitzchak. He didn't have Yitzchak yet, yeah? But if it was my children, aren't another human being, isn't another human being as much as you? Is that the way we should react? You see an accident. Oh, what happened? Look at that. Wow. Almighty, help them. Why'd you do this? You have to use it on your own flesh and blood. If God forbid it was you, if it's your child, if it's your brother, if it's your father, then you get in touch with the fact that there's a reality to these people. Is this what we have to have? I mean, we have to suffer our own blood. Isn't it true that every human being is real? Do we have to see blood in order to realize that a man's problem is a real problem when it's our own brother? I mean, the fact that he's struggling or he's depressed or he doesn't know what he's doing, is that enough? If God forbid it's one of the fellows in the yeshiva who's in an accident, would we pray already? We hear he has a chas v'chalila, a heart attack. So we say, Almighty, help him. We'll say some Tehillim. We'll sit down and pray. Because it's someone we know. Okay, so now, what if the fact that he's having, he's depressed, he's confused, he doesn't have his act together, he's not accomplishing what he wants to accomplish, can you pray? Or only yourself? Avraham Avinu ma'atzmei lamed Torah. He says, for me, I pray. These human beings are just the same as me. They're me. Sdom v'Amora is me. It's me. Vayigash. L'mulchama, l'deirin, u'l'tfilin. Mulchama is, won't let you do it. It's wrong. Deirin is, look, there's some virtue here. Tfilah is just almighty for you. You're the creator of this universe. You do more. Chazal say, kol ha-mispalel ba'ad chaveroi hu nana tchila. If you pray, you see another fellow is having trouble getting up in the morning, overcoming depression, overcoming misery, understanding the Shia, making progress, making commitments, making decisions. You see that and you pray for him, ask the Almighty, please help him. You get answered first. You get answered first. If you need it, v'tzorich lo'isa dava, the Almighty will answer you first. Why? You pray for yourself, you're not praying. You pray for someone else, you're there. You're real. You know that there's a creator. But you gotta take people as real, then you get there. Then you get there. If it was your son who was struggling with this gemara, with this shir, you would pray. And if it's your friend, if it was your son or your brother who was coming into the yeshiva to go to discover, you'd pray. You'd see him going by. When you hear an ambulance, Judaism says, pray. You see an accident, pray. Talk to the Almighty. These are real people. This isn't a sight. It isn't an entertainment. It isn't something for you to say, isn't that too bad? Feel with them. Carry it with them. Reach for them. Now we do that for ourselves. We say, Almighty, look, I'll be better. I want to do good. Help me. We do it for ourselves. We ask the Almighty, please help me no matter what, because you're great. That's tefillah. Chalil l'cho. We even do for ourselves. We don't understand it so much, but we have mulchamah. It's a little stupid. You resent God. Why does God make it so tough for me? This is the perversion of you're going to war with God. What does it mean, you're going to war with God? I don't know if you fellas realize that the Haftaris, you know, after we finish the Kriya, so we read part of the prophets. And the Haftarah was settled because there was a time that we weren't allowed to learn the Torah together, so they took something to remind us of the essence of the portion of the week. So it's a very good chazor. You know, whenever you learn Torah, you should ask yourself, what changed? What did I learn from today? After all, the Almighty spoke to me. What did I learn? What is it that I have to put into practice? It's the Almighty, the creator of this universe, is teaching us how to live, for goodness sake. Try to get something, one thing. It's not a storybook. But if you look at the Haftarah, you know where to put your finger. Because they took an essence of a Sedra and they got it from the prophet. Everything in the Torah is in the prophets. And it's in the Ketuvim. So if you look at today's Sedra, the prophet is talking about Elisha. Elisha gives a blessing to the what do you call her? To the Sofatit or to the Shunamit? I don't remember which. But you look, which? The Shunamit, yeah? So he gives her a blessing, she has a son. The son grows up, he's 2 years old, he's weaned, He goes out and he dies. He goes to his father, he dies. He gets sick. Father sends him back to the mother. She holds him. He dies in her arms. She puts him away. She sends to her husband, give me a horse, give me one of the fellows. I got to go to the prophet. She goes to the prophet. He says, what happened? Why is she here? The Almighty didn't tell me. She goes up to him and she says, my son died. He says to Gehazi, go. Bring him to life. She says, I'm not going to move. Chai Hashem, v'chai nafshecha. I won't move. You come with me or I don't move. Until Elisha goes. Elisha goes and he brings the son back to life. The prophet is telling us, you know what Muhammad is? This is Muhammad. I won't move. Almighty, you created this world. I don't move. Avraham Avinu said to the Almighty, no, you can't do it. Only he made the point, if there's tzaddikim, if he would have said, no, you can't do it, you got to get him to do tshuva, maybe he would have won that one. I don't move. The Almighty created this world for us. He gave us the power for Muhammad. Go to Muhammad for your friends. Go to Muhammad for Am Yisrael. Go to Muhammad for your own family, your brothers, your parents. Go to Muhammad for the stranger who walks into our midst. Say to the Almighty, you've got to help. He gave us that power. He will listen to us. If we care, we know. We reach into ourselves and we know that there is, if you pray, there are no atheists in the foxhole. If you care, you care about the Jewish people, you care about the fellows who are going around. You know if your brother wants to marry a shiksa, you pray at least one time. Yeah? Maybe you get tired, but you pray. Pray for the stranger. If you're getting depressed, you ask the Almighty help. Your friend is depressed. If you're having trouble, you're not making it. Pray for each other. We also complain to the Almighty. Don't complain. Say to the Almighty, help. I demand it. You're my father. You created us. You gave us this world. There's a reason. We want to fight for you. We want to accomplish. We want to know Torah. Help me. I won't move. Like the Shinam. The Almighty will help.
You have been listening to HAudio.com. For information about our online services, visit our website. To contact one of our representatives, write to HAudio@HAudio.com. Shalom from Jerusalem.